Matthew 16:3. He said, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowly. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can descend the face of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the time. Why would Jesus use the word interpret the time? Interpret the signs of the times means that the prophecies has been given. It means that the truth, the word has been given. It's not as if we are going to hear a new prophecy or a new word concerning the times. It's that we should be able to see what is there and be able to interpret what is there. We learned before that the children of Issachar, it was given unto them to understand the times, so that the Israelites, they know what to do at each particular time. So when God is saying you don't understand or discern the signs of the time, it's not as if you're going in for a prophecy. It is that we should look into what has been prophesied and then be able, through the revelational understanding of God, be able to know where we are. Amen. We learned last week from the mouth of Daniel, and we are still going to be dealing with the book of Daniel. He said that God is the one that is able to change what? The seasons and the times. It is in the power of God to change the seasons and the time. But we see that Satan, the devil, want to be changing the seasons and the time. And each time in each generation, he looks for one way or the other that he will turn things around, because he want to destroy so many people as he will be able to, if God gives him the time. But God has been stopping him through the church, through our prayers. No matter all what we are saying that is happening, the Holy Ghost has been restraining the power of darkness. Otherwise, me and you, we can't be able to be able. This one is not a matter of saying, like we heard our sister say the prayer. Not be bound. I asked Daddy a question on Wednesday. Was it not Wednesday prayer meeting? Yes. When we were, when Daddy was teaching, then I asked him, I said, the pool gone for your head. Say, make you take this thing, deny Jesus, you know, good God. Then he said, I'm talking foolishly. I said, why? He said, who will come and put gun? Then I said, you didn't understand me. It's not somebody coming to put gun on your head. And then I asked, if they tell you now that without this thing, you won't get your other losing, they drive me from work. They drive you from work. What thing will happen? Have they not put gun on your head? How are you not going to, as a father, as a mother, take care of? I said, what will be your decision? He looked at me and said, let us think to that extent. Because that is how the power of darkness works. He does not have pity. He will force you to the last minute. For if you are not able to stand, he said, those who endure to the end shall be saved. What is called endurance? He struck bearing it. So it's not a matter of mouth. It's a matter of as you imagine it. Because and then the next day, the very next day, Abbasan brought out this thing. This is, if you leave your working place because you refuse to be vaccinated, you're not going to get money for 6 weeks. If you are sacked because of that, 6 weeks, no money. Even for my title, maybe now they look as if I'm the information minister. I don't be an information minister. They could have got the check on our news. So I now called down there and said, do you see what I said? You see what I said? They won't do it, they won't do it, they won't do it. It is coming to that. Pray prayer and be strong. It's not a joke. They will tell you, lie, lie, we won't do it. Lie, lie, we won't come to that. Lie, lie, we won't do it. There is no force. You take, you like, you take it. You like, you don't take it. There is no force. Gradually, it's coming to force. Ah, the different organizations should decide. If you have more than 25 people working for you, every person must be vaccinated. Now so it be. You know they come by force. So now the pressure will be on those who employ you. And because the people who employ you, they self need some merchandise of the people. And because God don't tell us already, merchandise of the people. So they need this because of that. They also will tell you go because their heart is not the heart of Christ. Their heart is not the heart of God. Peace and men. Amen. I was asking one of my co-workers, why will you visit me? Say I'm not a church person, I'm a worshiper of Satan. So what do you, yeah, I said, tell you her. He said, I'm not a church person, I am a worshiper of Satan. So even they themselves, they know where they belong. So what good do you want to expect from a worshiper of Satan? No, tell me, what do you expect from that person? What is the job of Satan? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He doesn't have pity on anyone. So when we are talking about these things, we are telling ourselves to think of ourselves entering the lion's den. We are asking ourselves to think like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I said this thing last year. When this something started, I used that as one of the teachings. So it's not a joking matter. It's we asking ourselves, if it comes to that stage, will I still be standing in faith? And we prepare now, will I still be standing in faith? So I told Daddy, I said, this will not be joking matter, it will not be joking. We need to think it well. I'm not saying that this vaccine is end time 66. No. I've never said that. I've never said that in this church. The only thing where I talk, we say, maybe we're careful, because I never proved the thing. Now it'll be the only thing, and I will be the last person to take it. Because it is not yet proven that it works effectively. And if you say they lie, okay now, why are we taking a third number in the same year? You get my point. That is what I said. I'm not telling you it's 666. It does not have anything to do with spiritual force. I don't talk so. But anything where they never did show off. I told us, chloroquine, have we not been swallowing it for long? Paracetamol, have we not been swallowing it for long? Mesalina, have we not been swallowing it for long? Is there any kind of medicine they give you? Have we not been swallowing it for long? Because those ones were proved. It was the people that they used to test it before it was proved. Abi? So there is nothing wrong in testing in something. Only that I'm going to know one part of the test. 90 the thing. Now the only thing why they talk with that, I don't tell you saying a bad thing. I didn't tell you it will kill you. I didn't say so, but I said go and check if you have antibodies. Because I realized if you have antibodies and you had to eat, if you are not strong, it will affect you. And that was what I advised us. Go and check what? Your antibodies. And be sure how much antibodies that you have before you go for it. And the two advisors be that. Abi, is that not what I said? Yes. Before people call the reviews, call the talk, this is why I don't talk. Say, Rachel, say, I don't talk, so people are hearing what I said. It's on YouTube. And then they see on Facebook, say, this Facebook is blocking people. So Facebook will hear what I said. I didn't say, but I said, be careful. So we need to understand, they say the signs. What is signs? Something that is telling you, that is showing. You say you can read the weather, but you cannot discern the signs. There are always signs that God will bring. Human beings will do things that will make you to think about the scripture, that will make you to go back and read, and you will say, is this this? Is this this? And we have to know how to understand the Bible through the inspiration of Christ. Through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You can't understand the truth of the Word of God just by reading it verbally. That is why when we talk about the image that of the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, it was an image of the head of gold, the chest of silver, the belly of bronze, the legs of iron, and the feet of iron and what clay. And then the Bible tells us that this represents kingdoms to come. And this Babylon, which is Nebuchadnezzar, is the head of gold. The body we learn is Media and Persia kingdom. So the Bible explains that you are seeing an image. It is not just an image, This image is a division of different kingdoms. So you see the sign. It's something that you need a revelation of God for you to be able to understand. If not that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they went into fasting and prayer and asking God for the interpretation, they would have said that, they have killed you in your village. This is a strong juju that the enemy has sent against you. This is a strong juju of your family that can kill you. Better be praying against this juju. Not be saying it will be. Say, whose image? Prayer. But when they went, they realized, God bless you, they realized that that is not the story. And I told us that we need to learn and to know that the truth of the Daniel prophecy is true. Why? It is things that we have experienced happen on this earth. Now we are going to see how this Persia and Media kingdom, the chest of arms of silver, you know, he said it's two hands crossed. So it's Media and Persia. It is two kingdoms joined together, ruling the world. And we are going to see that it was fulfilled even still during the days of Daniel. So we cannot be saying, that is that time, we are going to discern the sign. Now, this sign that we are seeing again now, is it referring to the prophecy? He didn't tell you, I will give you new word. He said, I will make you to understand. You are supposed to understand the signs of the times. Not the prophecy of the times. Not new word be given. But what has been given, you need to study it. The same thing even Daniel did. Later on we saw, is it in the book of Daniel chapter 10? Daniel read the books of Jeremiah, the prophet, another prophet, and understood through reading books that we are supposed to be out of captivity with 70 years. What are we still doing? He was a prophet himself. He didn't go to say, Father, tell me what is happening. It was while he was reading Bible, because Jeremiah was one of the prophets reading what God showed Jeremiah, that in their life, God didn't show him himself. God showed another prophet, and the prophet is dead. He carried the book of the prophet. You can find that also in the book of Jeremiah 13:40 or so. He carried the book of the prophet. That is where Jeremiah wrote the prophecy. And he read it. And he said, So God told Jeremiah that we are going to come to Babylon. He calculated the time. He said, the time don't reach for us to be free now. And then he started praying for the freedom. Just the same thing that happened during the time of when the Israelites were in Egypt. Moses was risen up. Moses, when he told that his people will know the signs and wake up him. So he killed the Egyptian while the Egyptian was fighting with the Israelites. Then the following day, he saw an Israelite fighting with an Israelite. And what is wrong with the two of you? Why are you people fighting with each other? One said, you want to kill me as you kill the Egyptian. He thought his own people will cover him. His own people have already reported him to Pharaoh. So he ran away. But it was a time that the prophecy needed to come to pass. What did the Bible say? He said the prayer, the cry of the Israelite have reached God. The same thing, the prayer of Daniel reached God. The same thing now, the saints are crying. And when the saints cry, God, they show up. If we don't understand the signs of the times, we will take things as normal. Let us understand one thing, that Satan wants to have total control. He has tried it all over the generations. That is why we see that we keep saying, we have been hearing this thing for long. Antichrist since the time of the Bible. Time of the end since the time of the Bible. When will it come? If it has come when Jesus Christ came, will you be delivered? The Bible told us, it said the Gentiles should be grafted in. When Peter went to meet Cornelius and preached to Cornelius, they were angry with Peter. They said, why? That would be the book of Acts 10. He said, why should you go to the Gentiles when the Israelites are supposed to be separated. But when Jesus died, the Bible said that he died for the whole world. For God so loved the world, not the Israelites. God so loved the world, not only the Israelites, not only the Jewish people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now Jesus came, which I already said last week, during the time of the Roman Empire, which was the last empire, the empire of Iron. And now in our days, is this Rome that is ruling the whole world now? But now it's iron plus clay. Rome still have power. It still have power. The Vatican still have power. Very strong power all over the world. The feet of iron and clay. It does not mix with each other, because the kingdom has been broken from Rome. But Rome is still in the feet. And we have been going through that for years. I'm only allowing us to understand. If they your Bible, they my Bible. This one is not something I'll say, you know, they. I've taught this thing before, this statues when we were in Sandvik. I taught it, that was when I said Europa is the war. It's a Ashamo, the prostitute, the Jezebel. I said it that time, the Babylon. I said it's Europa. I said it that time. That was when I said, he said, cast out the woman from your midst. Cast out the prostitute. I thought of it that time. So it's not a matter of saying, but now we are going into more details, into more wisdom. Because certain signs of the time now is different from the signs of the time that time. That time also I said it, I said by the time it's going to be 10 years time. Maybe they pray, maybe I say, person girls they talk. I'm not believing they talk. Now don't say this small girl, don't say anything. Now God, and he still help us. And at times I keep wondering, Father, help me more. Amen? Amen. Because of your children. Praise the Lord. Let me leave that waiting in the corner. Preamble. I'm going to the main demand.
Where is my son?
Praise the Lord. Our God is good. Let's go today to deal with the book of Daniel 5. Before we will deal, probably next week, with Daniel chapter 3. People know that after that dream, what did Daniel Nebuchadnezzar, many people didn't with themselves, but I didn't prepare it anyway. After that dream, what did Nebuchadnezzar do? In the book of Daniel chapter 3. In the book of Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar set up what? An image. That was dealing with end time. I will still come back to that one. He set up an image. What did he do for the image? The image was an image of gold. Because it was the interpretation. Daniel told him, you are the gold. You are the kingdom. You are that head. You are the gold. He not been satisfied. Therefore, we always come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He was not satisfied. He said, I am the gold. Why should me? And Daniel said, Media and Persia will take the kingdom from you. If Daniel made it clear, the next kingdom after you is not your son. It will be taken from your son. So he went and did an image of what? Of gold. And what did this everybody worship the gold? Antichrist. What did the book of Revelation say? Revelation 18. He said, 666, the power of the Antichrist is that an image will be set up and everybody should worship that image. And whoever does not worship that image will be killed. Old Testament said it. New Testament said it. And we say, not lie. Let's leave the thing. That is why it doesn't matter which time are you living. Which season of the time are you in? Because seasons and time belong to God and he changed them all. Prepare yourself. I need to prepare myself. I need to be godly. You need to be godly. You need to prepare yourself and follow the principles of the things of God. I need to do that for myself also. To follow the principles of God. It's not a joking thing. Because anybody wearing equipment, that is the end. Rapture combo, rapture no combo, are you ready? Have you really accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Are you actually living the life of Christ? Are you actually living that holy life? Am I doing it? Or are we following our mind and the system of the world? You understand what I'm saying? Nebuchadnezzar, in the book of Daniel 3, set up an image. After the prophecy, after the interpretation, he was not satisfied. He wants his kingdom to reign forever. So he now did it in his own way. And then he became so proud. We all know that story now. He was so proud, and he said, oh, my hand has given me all this. That is why we say pride is not okay. Pride is when you exalt yourself above yourself. You exalt yourself as if you are number one. You see everybody, and you see God. That is why I said the hand that lifts you up. When you start seeing that hand finish, I say, I pass you now. Mama, where I feed you? Where I carry you for Belay? Bonjour. Then the mama called born you, finish, call you the professor. Because they see your mama finish. Pride. You are forgotten that the woman put you in her stomach for 9 months. She was not a witch then, though. She was not a bad person, though. The woman saw you through. Maybe sold her car. Sold firewood. Did everything to get you to where you are. You now call there and say, no. You don't need to touch me. I'm working. Pride. When self-exaltation, lifting up yourself like Satan the devil. So pride entered on Nebuchadnezzar. That is what we have. That is the character of Satan. And he said, he's the one that has everything. Meanwhile, Daniel already warned him. Daniel already told him that you will be cut off from man. You will live among the beast. I'm only summarizing it because I didn't plan that. You will live among the beast. But for where? Instead of him to submit to God, he said, Emike, who reached me? And he went actually. He became an animal. I don't teach him before. And the prayer I pray that day, I will still pray today. You will not be an animal in Jesus' name. Amen. Your mind will not be reprobate. Your mind will not reject God. That you will not have the mind of an animal to be doing the things of animal. A lot of people, they have reprobate mind these days, and they behave like animal in human being. That will not be your portion in your mighty name on Jesus. Amen. Now, Daniel chapter 5. This is the song of Nebuchadnezzar. After Nebuchadnezzar was turned to an animal, and then he was restored back to life, his son took over. When his son took over, Belshazzar, we are talking about Daniel, still talking about how Daniel is interpreting signs. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast. The Bible said the son of Nebuchadnezzar that was reigning in Babylon then made a great feast. And then they were drinking wine. He commanded them to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar has taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 10 or so, talking about the Holy Communion. He said, if we drink the cup unworthily, it brings death. The things of the temple of God, that is why at times I feel bad when I see the way we do some things here. I know I'm a jovial person, but still, does not mean that we don't know how to honor God, honor ourselves, and respect the things that we do within this house. Because if we don't follow the principles of church, we will be bringing problems to our own very self. You see, at times people will mess up the place, they will just go because there is a cleaner. No! This is the house of your God. It's not the house of Rachel's God. This is the house of your own God. You came here to serve your own God Almighty. So you can't be looking at it that it is Rachel's. It's not Rachel's. Just as Rachel will come here and say, this is the house of my God, you come here and you say, this is the house of your God. So the place must be treated and taken care of with utmost respect and honor. Bethesda, he said, why he tasted the wine? He was drinking, he was having a feast. Maybe he got drunk, or the devil got him drunk in the thinking of his mind. You know, the Bible said that when the priest in the Old Testament, when they go to church, he said, don't drink wine before you go to church. He said, so that you don't perverse what? Judgment. So that you can preach well and say the word of the people well. Because if the wine don't fool you, you will be talking wine. You won't talk Bible. Amen? So, Bethesda, whilst he tasted the wine, the Bible says he tasted. So I wonder. Commanded to bring the golden and the silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar has taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king, his princes, his wives, his concubines might drink therein. There are things that belong to God. We don't share it. Amen? Amen. So they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. I mean, we know in the Holy Testament, when they killed the animal, you know the priest had his own. You don't drag those things. You leave it for the priest. The church members have their own. They take their own. So there is a pressure. When you start dragging the one that you are not supposed to drag, it brings wahala. What destroys Saul and his kingdom? Saul did not wait for Samuel before he started doing the sacrifice. And then when God gave him commandment, he refused to follow. He refused to adhere to it. But look at David. Went as a priest to eat the bread that was meant for only. He was fasting. He has consecrated himself. He made himself to be pure. He has put himself into the position of a priesthood by following the principles that make one to be a priest. So it was not just that he was hungry and he went there to eat. He was prepared for what he ate. I hope somebody heard what I just said. So when he ate it, no wahala. So when they told Jesus that, why are your disciples eating corn? He said, you need to read it. That David went there. That means that these are my disciples. They are consecrated. They are already prepared. They have the right to eat the corn on the Sabbath day. He said, you save your own house. That one is even... This one is, they have the right to eat. They have brought themselves to that stage that that law does not hold them. That was what David did. He consecrated himself. He brought himself to that stage that that law could not hold him down. So he ate the bread and nothing happened to him. So this man now, he's taking things that he's not supposed to take, even with insult. In an insultive way, not only the king and his priests and his wife, he said his concubines, his ashawo. Did you hear me? When the church is corrupt, evil things happen. Look at, let's continue, because this time, I hate this time, I don't like that. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver. They are drinking it, and they say that their God might give them something they took from the temple, something they took from the house of God. They are praising their God of gold, of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. As if that is the one that provided them everything. Now the next verse, please, and I'll get to the next verse. But why they were still drinking? We are talking about Daniel prophecies. He said, in that same hour, what hour the Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, the hour that they were there still merrily, see, you remember even the very angels that came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened to the angels? They said, bring them, let us sleep with them. The men of the city, they are still deep in the sin, when they are still deep in the iniquity, God will come up for judgment. In that same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw part of the hand that wrote. When Nebuchadnezzar, his father, dreamt, he said he saw a hand cut, that took a stone and broke the Roman Empire, the feet, and all the images crushed down. Now again, the son saw a hand writing message. Continue, please. He said, then the king's countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joys of his love were losing. He couldn't do like this. And his knees smote one against another. He see the thing where we say, I am not supposed to see. May God show your enemy his power that is behind you.
Amen.
May God show your enemies his power that is behind you.
Amen.
May they see the finger of God that is representing your life. May they see the hand of God that is fighting for you.
Amen.
In your mighty name of Jesus. And I decree you yourself, you will not fall short of the things of God.
Amen.
May God clothe you with his own righteousness, clothe you with his own purity, clothe you and cover you with his own very self. In your mighty name of Jesus. And then he called all the soothsayers like his father did, put it to 16. When he brought all of them, nobody could interpret the hand that was written. Then his wife, that one was not drunk, because they say his wife, that one no drink, that one had cigarette. She was wise. The wife now told 17. I don't want to read because of the time. People can read that yourself. I said 16 before, I said 17 now because I saw it, I'm not satisfied. Praise the Lord. 18. None of them could read, no interpretation. I've told us, devil cannot know you. They are limited. And the things of God cannot be understood by the children of Satan the devil. The Bible says unto us, is it not in the book of Ephesians? He said he has blinded the mind of those who refuse to submit themselves to God. Who blinded the mind? The God of this world. The mind that is blind is the one that refuses to accept God and submit to the things of God. Otherwise, you are permitted to discern. You are permitted to see. Because in Christ Jesus, all wisdom and knowledge is hidden. And that same book of Ephesians tells you and I that in you is the fullness of everything that Jesus is and have. Is this Daniel speaking? Yes, thank you. So they called Daniel, and Daniel said, O thou king, the most high God, give Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom of gold, the best of all the kingdom, the best of all the images. He said, God, give your father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. Next. He said, and for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before your father. Whom he would, he slew. He killed anybody he wants to kill. Whom he would, he kept alive. He kept everybody alive that he would. That means he had all the power and authority. He said, and whom he would, he set up. And whom he would, he put down. This is what God gives to your father, who was not a believer. He was a Gentile. But he sought in his heart, after he has achieved so much, he asked God, he said, what is going to happen? That is what we learned last week. He said, the thought of his heart, said, what is happening to me? What is going to happen to this, my kingdom? Then God showed him an image, a Gentile. At times you wonder why people of the world, they prosper. God that created you is the one that created them. Every one of us have connection to God. The only thing that differentiates you from them is Jesus Christ. He said, before Jesus, every knee shall bow. So God still talks to people that are not here, but they don't enjoy that relationship that he has given you and I the grace to enjoy. He said, but when his heart, that is the heart of his father, was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride. What did I say before? His mind hardened in pride. He wanted his kingdom to continue. To the extent that he erected an image of himself in gold, which is still going to happen in the future, according to the book of Revelation. But let's read that. He said, but when his mind hardened in pride, come to church, mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Next one. Who took the glory now? We know. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like horses. You can imagine a woman being eating grass like horses. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whosoever he will. Now, even as an animal, in that animatic stage, he could realize, look at the song, prodigal song. He said, give me my inheritance. Give me what belonged to me. The prodigal son went. He squandered everything. He did not respond to the calling of the father. He started eating physics. Even when he was begging, they said that he was begging for them to give him the dog of the animal, the sheet of animal. Make I use them for our language so that we go out there. The poo-poo. They said even that one was not giving him. He also came to his senses. May we not get to that stage before we have sense in Jesus' name. He came to his senses and we return to my father and tell him to make me his slave, to make me his servant. Because even the servants in my father's house are better than what I am here. Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses. The prodigal son that went away from church, went away from God, went away from Christ, said, I don't give a damn again, also came to his senses. My prayer is that everyone, that their names have been written in the book of life, that the enemy will not be able to raise that name out in the mighty name of Jesus. So when he came to his senses, 25, he was telling him, you see, your father came to his senses. He said, but you yourself, don't reach that place. No, leave it there. I want to read something before there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe because I didn't finish that something. No, don't worry. Let me check my book. 22, yes. You are right, 22. He said, and thou his son. Oh. And thou his son, oh, thy son, that has not humbled thy heart, though thou knowest all this. You knew what happened to your father, but you did not change the issue. You have the grace for you to be able to turn things around. You still acted like your father. Who they pursue you? Every generational curse, every foundational stronghold, be broken out of your life. Be broken out of your home. Be broken out of your children. Be broken out of your husband. Be broken out of your wife. Be broken out of your household. In your mighty name of Jesus. Besada! Oh! Besada! An exclamation. He said, you did not humble yourself. You are acting like them. They say for this reason they don't want to belong to God. For this reason they don't want to go to church. You yourself, you agree with them. You are tired because of that. You sit at home. They say, why are you acting like them? Even though you know the repercussion of the people that act like that. Say, your father acted in pride. You knew it. You yourself, you acted in pride. To the extent, put the next verse now. To the extent that you want to carry things of the church. You know, some people say, no, I want to concern you. Church money, our money. Church money, our money, yes or no?
Then we shut up. Now when the shut up finished, no money to pay house rent, because I'm not going to contribute. People protest. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you listen to such kind of voices, you won't be able to move forward. Whatever I get from there is my right. I'm not the poor princess. Hallelujah. Thank God that such things is not happening here. To God be the glory. For Natisha, the teacher, you are not the only one listening to this preaching. Amen. He said, but as lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, that is what we do. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee. And thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. You know the fear? And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, stone. We see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, have thou not glorified? They ask us to do this, you are afraid. You are listening to them. What about you listening to God that has your breath? If you die, what will become of you? If I die, what will become of me? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we are not going to bow to you. If our God does not save us, we'd rather die believing that God than to follow your instruction, than to bow to you. Because they knew if they bow to that image, worship is something that is very serious and uttermost in the mind of God. He said, worship no other God. First commandment, worship me alone. First commandment. God does not play with it. Even Satan, the devil, called Jesus. He said, we give you everything, worship me. For you to know how serious, how much Satan is competing worship with God. How can Satan tell Jesus? He said, we give you the earth. It has been given to me, and I will give it to whoever I will give it to. Even our Jesus. He said, worship me, I will give you. Satan is still doing it today. Looking for people, he said, I will give you. Now me get up. I will give you the kingdoms. I will give you the people, and it's going to happen. The book of Revelation told us. He said, a little arm. He said, they submitted their power to it. So they are going to be talking, speaking blasphemy. It's going to happen. How could they submit their power to it? Because somebody sold himself to worship Satan the devil. And the reward is the kingdom of the earth. Everybody read in the Bible. Now let people understand it when they talk. But I will talk them anyway. Go and listen and listen and listen and listen again. I said that we do this teaching as we can understand. I can't teach you like Pastor Chris. I'm not going to know anything. Now I tell you, there are three great men that are teaching that thing now that I know. If I teach anybody the teacher, we go reach next year. We never finish the teaching. I want to know. To understand that we had very few people. So that is how to teach it, Africa and Anointing of God Ministry way, so that we can be able to know. The idea behind the teaching is for us to prepare our mind, our heart, our spirit, our mind, and give ourselves to God. That is the idea of my teaching, this understanding the times. So that we don't see it as joke, as just things that happen, but we should see the seriousness of the signs. Because God wants us to be able to discern. He said, discern the signs of the times. So he said, the God who has your breath, you did not glorify. Meaning that God wants us in everything to give him the glory. And our tough thing, giving him the glory, totally, now tough thing. He takes the power of the Holy Ghost walking inside you and I for us to be able to do it 100%. Thank God that those things God has made it to be works. Thank God that by faith in Christ Jesus, as we believe in Jesus, he clothes us with his righteousness. Otherwise, nobody can be able to do it. He told that rich man, I listened to my own audio video 3 days ago. And then I reshared it. He told the young ruler. That one came. He said, what shall I do to get the kingdom of God? He said, follow the commandment. He said, that I have been following right from the beginning. He said, okay, then go and sell your things and give it to the poor. The Bible said the young, he was sad, he went away. He had. Do you hear me? So Jesus said, it is easier for the camel to pass through the mouth of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. When you concern mouth of king, needle with kingdom of God. Camel to pass through the mouth of a needle. Camel to pass through the mouth of a needle. Than for a rich man to enter. Meaning that for when you have attained, there is the possibility of exalting yourself and not giving glory to God. Does that mean that you should not be rich? Does it mean that you should not be rich? Thank God that pastors are rich. Not like before. But I pray that all of them, that God will keep them in his own place. Amen? Because it's not easy. Anyway, let me continue. I hate this time. Put on to the next one. He said, then was the part of the hand sent from God. From who? From the one that has your breath. And this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. None of them understood it. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. Mene, mene, tekel, upasin. What is the meaning? The next one. I said, this is the interpretation. God has numbered thy kingdom. What if I read and finished it? What made his kingdom to be finished? Pride. What made the relationship of God with Satan to be finished? Pride. What is it that can separate you from the things of God, from the book of life? Pride. We need to worship only God. Take care. He said, thou art weighed in the balances and hast found wanting. Pride makes you be found wanting when you don't exalt God. The book of Romans said, because they refuse, they have a reprobate mind. He said, they receive the knowledge, but they refuse to accept it. Parents, now see the fulfillment of the false prophecy of the father Nebuchadnezzar. Parents, he said, that kingdom is divided and given to who? The media and the place. Now see me as I fold my hand. The chest of silver. Say, so your kingdom, you have been weighed. And you have found one thing, your kingdom is finished. And it is given to what? The media and nation. That night, that guy was killed. Can we read that, please? God did not give him time. God gave Nebuchadnezzar time to repent. One good year. Nebuchadnezzar did not repent. God showed Nebuchadnezzar to the son as an example so that he would learn. The son did not learn. When the son had that prophecy, the Bible said they commanded Belshazzar and they clothed Daniel. You know, initially when he said he will give Daniel sackcloth, chain of gold around his neck and proclaim him to be the number third in the kingdom, Daniel said, no, carry your gift, I don't want. Nevertheless, the king wore his power. After he has given the interpretation, he still made sure that Daniel was promoted to be the number third. The Bible said your gift bring you before king and not before mean man. Now, that night, see it? In that night, verse 30, was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldean slain. 31, and Darius the Media took the kingdom, being about 62 years. So we can see in the Bible that even the second kingdom was fulfilled during the time of who? Of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6 was when he entered into the lion's den, where they said that nobody should pray. And they told the king that they have, say, according to the law of what? The Media and the Persian. To let you know that kingdom actually existed. So when we are talking about the other things, you need to believe what we are saying. Because God is not a man that he should lie. God is not what? A man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Belshazzar was killed and Darius, the Median surgeon, what? he took over Babylon. And Cyrus, the book of Isaiah 45, the king that told the what's it be named? Where build the wall?
Nehemiah.
That was the one that was ruling the Persian government. He said they should go and build. They should go and rebuild. So all these things happen. So my brothers and my sisters, we need to know how to understand the sign of the time. If they want to tell you now, don't worship again. If you worship, you will be put in the lion's den. Where will your faith be? Where will my faith be? This one that me and you, we are just enjoying life as if it's tomorrow, no day. This one that we are allowing Europe to enter our brain. He said, those who forget their God will perish. But those who know their God, he said, they will do great exploits. We have to know our God again. Because our God is a God that does not fail. His words stands forever. His words are established forever. God said we shouldn't worship idols. We should not. We should not in any form go to do things that we are not supposed to do. Let us learn from the past. As God spoke to Belshazzar, he said you didn't follow. You saw the mistakes of your father. Some people have left church. They go back to idol worshiping. They say that the Bible is that of Oyibo. Which Oyibo is what I asked them? Which Oyibo? The Roman people were the one that brought the Bible to us. Now Jerusalem, they can't give you. Who gets Bible? Is it Rome or Jerusalem? Is it not the Jews? So which Oyibo are the Oyibo? The Englander that came to do civilization with us. Are they the owner? If you want to look at it. So which Oyibo are you talking about? That you are saying this one is, if you think it's the Jewish people's religion. Okay, we agree with you. But not Oyibo religion. Because they are also Gentiles, like you and I. This Europe, they are Gentiles. Americans, they are Gentiles. Africans, we are Gentiles. The only people that are not Gentiles are Jews, the Israelites. So you cannot, and the Israelites are not Oyibo, they are Asia. They don't call Asia people Oyibo. It's true now. Oyibo is here. Oyibo is Amen. Asia is not part of Oyibo. Because their color is like our color. In Africa, we have black, we have red, we have yellow, we have white. Tunisia, they are white. Egypt, they are white. Even inside Egypt, they get black, they get white. Now, like, and they call us Africans. So the owner of this Bible is the Jewish people. And the Bible told us in the book of Romans, is it 12 or 13? He said they will be grafted. We, the Gentiles, we will be handed to them. We, the Gentiles, we will receive the truth. And that will make evil take themselves to be jealous. And then they will not be reconciled to God after we have been reconciled. And this thing is not happening. The breaking and the scattering of the feet of the that is with iron and clay is not happening because we need to enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible said, until the word is preached to the end of the earth, it said the last days will not come. It said the end will not come. Is it preaching the word of God, the gospel, all over the earth? It's for the Gentiles to hear it, not for the Jews. The Jews will be settled after the rapture, but you need to be raptured first. Now understand it, how you talk. The Jews will be settled later. Now it's for us, now our own time be this, to take it serious so that we can belong to the rightful place. The time for the Jews to be corrected will come. That was why the Bible said when you hear of the desolation, you said run to the mountain. Because up to today, they have not accepted that Jesus Christ has come. So when the Antichrist come and set up image and start misbehaving, they will say, the one who had come before not act like this. How can you look like an angel and you are behaving like devil? Do you understand me? So they will not understand. Say, ah, the Jesus of before that we thought is not the real Jesus is actually our Lord and Savior. This one that comes now is the wrong one. Me and you not supposed to be here that time. Because we not get the power to appear. The Bible not just say it will cover us. Amen. You understand? Now we need to join the God our time with this. That is why it has taken 2,000 years. And it's still taking a little bit of more time. I don't know when. God has the season and the times in his hand. He's the one that is able to change it. And yet, it's what it said. If the days are not cut short, the very saints will not be saved. Do you hear what I said? No matter how long the days and the season looks like, it is still being cut short. So that the saints be saved. So keep yourself among the saints. I need to keep myself among the saints. Let's believe in Christ Jesus. Hold on to him as the personal Lord and Savior. He said, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ died and is resurrected, and we believe in our hearts, he said, we shall be saved. For with the heart, we believe, and with the mouth, we confess unto salvation. May God bless his words. In Jesus' name.